started, cause that's where I wanted to be. Must have been three or four when I started reaching for my grandparents' beer, and they always thought it was cute, and I liked it, made me feel weird. At 8 or 9, I started sneaking my mom's SEMA air wine coolers and headed to the basement to chug them shits until I threw up. I was stupid, but I kept choosing to build my tolerance up, cause every time that I got drunk, I associated that shit with food. I remember in middle school, used to be a little fool, a mix of Bacardi with a 2-liter Nintables, bring it in the class in my backpack, sipping all day. Goddamn, I was so pitiful, but there was no stopping me. I was awfully sloppily tossing at least a pint of bucket down my throat on any property so oftenly that I felt like it was my coffee. Nobody knew, man, I was so cool, not to anybody else, but I knew, so proud to be able to outdrink any damn fool that went to my high school. It's sad now that I look back, but what could I do? I started down the worst path I ever could, and that's truth. I'm always tired of drowning in with you, but it always gets worse, and no matter what I do, I just can't seem to get away from you. Said I'm tired of being that rock bottom with you, but no matter what I do, I turn to this addiction, conflicted, this bottle's my sickness. Move forward a little to the days that I lived in Cali, living with older friends, constantly a party in the valley. One night showed up late as a party was just about to end, so I decided to take that whole damn party on back to my crib. Me and a friend went to go pick up girls so we could bring them back, but on the way back he was trying to show off, and it resulted in a car crash. And I was so drunk by the time I got up, my so-called friend was gone. I couldn't even talk enough to explain, so guess who the cops put the blame on? I moved back to the bed, and if there was a lesson, I didn't listen, because by the time I turned 21, I already needed an intervention. And the fact that I wrapped it on fuel, no more my bastard ass called a living. Getting drunk as fuck everywhere that I go, and I pass it off as a gimmick. Doing shows that were super dope, people were like, I can't wait to see you live, but I had a drink at every goddamn show, and that's how I got a DUI. What's worse is I had people with me when I flipped my whip in the ditch. Best friend out cold upside down, thought I killed him. Goddamn, I was stupid as shit. I'm always tired of drowning here with you, but it always gets worse, and no matter what I do, I just can't seem to get away from you. Said I'm tired of being that rock bottom with you, but no matter what I do, I turn to this addiction, conflicted, this bottle's my sickness. Time's passed in my ass, ain't learned a goddamn thing. Rhymes gassed up my past, and all I did was drink. Like a time lapse, it flies past, I don't remember a thing. At 26, another DUI, I've been pushed to my brink. I've lost my license, haven't gotten it back. I try to stop drinking, but I relapse. I try to pinpoint back to the exact moment that my life collapsed. I still drink till I black out, then get in fights with my girl. Even though I probably won't ever stop, I know it's ruined my world.
Said I'm tired of always drowning here with you, said I'm tired of being there. I'm tired of being that rock bottom with you,
but no matter what I do, I turn to this addiction, conflicted, this bottle's my sickness.
As the whiskey warmed his belly, our hero began to reminisce on old times, lost love, and soured friendships. Drunk and angry, he began lighting matches from a small book he kept in his pocket, torching the ground and the roots of the great tree that offered him shelter. His patience worn thin, the man in black lifted Saint up without a word, using his shoulders to support his inebriated companion as they shoveled back toward the road. Saint watched in the haze as the entire tree ignited in flames.